Luister naar Salto Stads FM, kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ondertussen heeft 53% van de wereldbevolking toegang tot gezondheidszorg. Cordate hielp het afgelopen jaar met slimme, blijvende oplossingen 8 miljoen mensen aan goede gezondheidszorg. Maar de hoogzwangere Gilo uit Ethiopië moet zonder professionele hulp bevallen. Help mee aan goede gezondheidszorg voor iedereen op cordate.nl. Cordate, op de wereld om elkaar te helpen.
Luister elke vrijdag om 5 uur naar Young Urban Sound.
Landa en Jalisa helpen jou het weekend in.
Met de nieuwste tracks, de leukste interviews en de laatste gossip.
Voor al jouw urban flavors, Young Urban Sound.
Tijdens de jaarlijkse Pride Week eind juli gaat Salto op roze. Met Pride TV en Pride FM. Het wordt informatief, verrassend en vooral ook leuk. Pride Amsterdam staat voor de trots om jezelf te kunnen zijn en is daarmee op en top Amsterdams. Reden voor Salto en haar programmamakers om in samenwerking met Pride Amsterdam volledig uit de kast te komen met interviews, vlogs, documentaires, muziek en reportages. Er zijn radioshows over de gaycultuur onder bijvoorbeeld dak- en thuislozen, de urban scene en senioren. Natuurlijk biedt Pride FM de beste hits van toen en nu met een flinke gayknipoog. Hou Salto in de gaten voor alle programma's op Pride TV en Pride FM.
Door te graven kunnen we de aarde weer vergroenen. In Kenia zien we hoe allerlei dieren terugkeren. Ook de cheetah is terug. Prachtig. Maar we mikken op iets groters. Ons grotere doel is namelijk het herstellen van het klimaat. Daarom gaan we in Afrika een gebied vergroenen zo groot als Nederland. Het kan. Het werkt. Schep mee. Want hoe groener de aarde, hoe koeler de planeet. Cooling down the planet. Just dig it.
In Tropenmuseum Junior staat er een vliegtuig voor je klaar. Reis mee en laat je verrassen in Zizo, Marokko. Boek nu je ticket op tropenmuseumjunior.nl.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ja, we gaan beginnen. Songwriters Guild Live. Met uw gast Rohel Veit. Ik zet eventjes de livestream aan. Facebook livestream via Songwriters Guild Live Facebook page. We hebben in principe een gast vandaag. We hadden er eigenlijk twee. Juliet Garrett hadden we. En we hadden Adela Nkeko. Zoiets? Nou, ik kan het niet goed uitspreken eerlijk gezegd. Maar ze komt uit Zuid-Afrika. Die redden het sowieso niet. Want die zijn gestrand in Parijs. Dus die komen veel te laat aan. En de gast, Juliet Garrett, die kan het misschien niet vinden of zo. Ik weet niet wat het is. Die is er nog niet. Ze had problemen met de bus, geloof ik. Dus misschien hebben we helemaal geen live gasten vandaag. Dus dat zou wel heel erg jammer zijn. Als iemand zin heeft om langs te komen, kan dat natuurlijk altijd. We zitten gewoon in het pakhuis De Zwijger, vierde verdieping. Gewoon naar binnen wandelen, Studio 2. We gaan eerst eventjes muziek draaien van een act die volgende week komt. Als het goed is, dan hoop ik dat ze echt komen. Dat is Witherward en met het nummer The Anchor.
Staring up at the roof of the sea, at the ship casting shadows on its garden of bottles and ropes and weeds. And the anchor is covered in coral, 'cause she's been waiting there for way too long for the ship to pull up on her heartstrings to the sun where she belongs.
How long will she wait for the wind? How long can she hold her breath?
They all think she's dead.
She can hold on to, but she won't believe the ship is you.
Ship has
where sailors cast her over the side. And now as he sails for the harbor, he slowly drags her behind.
How long will she wait for the wave?
Like a rubber band gun and set the anchor free.
How long will she wait for the wave? How long can she hold her friend?
They all think she's dead.
She holds on to, and now she knows the
We gaan nog even muziek draaien van Jack Stafford Foundation. Dat is eigenlijk gewoon Jack Stafford. Een gast die de wereld rondreist op zijn fiets. Tegenwoordig woont hij volgens mij ergens in Italië. En hij kwam op zijn fiets kwam hij naar mijn huis toe. Ik woonde toen nog in de Bijlmer. En om een heel album op te nemen. Dat heb ik toen voor hem opgenomen. En hij had toen iets van een half jaar op zijn fiets gezeten. Dus hij praatte in zichzelf en zo. En het was allemaal heel cute eigenlijk. En ja, ik vond het wel bijzonder. Hij is ja, een bijzondere gast. Hij heeft een nummer toen opgenomen. Onder andere. En het ging over, Blair. Tony Blair heet hij geloof ik toch. Die oude minister-president van Prime Minister van Engeland. En het is behoorlijk kritisch. En dat vind ik wel leuk in deze tijden waarin we wat kritischer mogen zijn op onze politici, vind ik zelf. Het nummer heet A Journey, The Blair Crusades.
Once upon a time there lived an ambitious man who wanted to change the world as a politician. He won the election with a mandate for change and set himself out on a reforming rampage. But soon his country's problems weren't big enough, and he looked further out in the world for where things were really rough. For his crusades, arise, arise, first minister of war. Explain to the people what's worth fighting for. Now come on, ride, let's ride now into history for something that's bigger than just you and me. Allied with America, he launched the attack to quell Afghanistan and bring freedom to Iraq. But the invasions turned out to be the easiest part. And just 'cause you got the head doesn't give you the heart. All the many factions began to uprise, and hundreds of thousands of people died. For the Crusades, arise, arise, first minister of war. Explain to the people what's worth fighting for. Now come on, ride, let's ride. tried to seduce success, but all he ever managed was a hand up a dress. But fighting on so many fronts at home and abroad, against deception and allegations of fraud, his own country spiraled into decaying debt, and it was clear that he'd lost out on his legacy bet. Finally abdicated, a ruined man, but claimed no regrets for the things he had done. For the Crusades, arise, arise, first minister of war. Explain to the people what's worth dying for. Now come on, right, let's write now into history for something that's bigger than just you and me. For the Crusades, arise, arise, first minister of war. Explain to the people what's worth dying for. Now come on, right, let's write now into history for something that's bigger than just you and me. For the Crusades, arise.
Nou, dat is een te gek nummer, hè? Hey, we hebben goed nieuws. Onze live gast is gearriveerd. Juliet Garrett is in the house. Yay! So I'm really happy. We gaan nog even een nummer draaien, zodat ze rustig kan soundchecken. En we gaan draaien Gitta de Ridder met het nummer Wanderer. Zij speelde 2 jaar geleden op de radioshow.
Shining in the morning sun, wandering between the country and the city we will run. Quiet place, silent graves, a field of green.
We gaan eventjes luisteren naar onze live gast. Yes, sister. So let me first introduce you to the show. Juliet, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ro.
Yeah, great. So what song you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a song called In Between.
All right, go ahead.
Halfway here, halfway there, I exist in the cracks and the spaces and things. I take too long, try not to stare. I exist in the in-between. I've been gone so far from home, hid myself in the ways of the world that I've known. I can't move on, close my eyes. There you are in the in-between. I don't need any other, only you. Undercover, I exist in the spaces in between. I don't need no arms to hold me, just your memories enfold me. I exist in the cracks and all the seams. So I stare, 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 staring at the ceiling, only seeing you. Do you care, care, care anymore? Oh, the silence spoke for miles. I tried so hard to shake my fist at the sky. I write you notes, they sit in piles. I exist in the spaces in between. Oh, the phone rings on forever. I sit still, return to sender. Send me back to the space that's in between. Oh, 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 but don't think I've forgotten. I'm just stuck still and rotten, standing fixed in the corner of my dream. So I stare, 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 staring at the ceiling, only seeing you. Do you care, care, care anymore? I don't need any other, only you. Undercover, exist in all the spaces in between.
Yeah, great.
Thanks.
It's a good song.
Thanks very much.
Let me first ask you, you're from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're living there now. I've heard a lot of good stories about the place now, it's really a good place for songwriters to be in. Is that a thing?
About Brooklyn? Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh, Brooklyn's really fun.
Yeah?
It's one of my favorite places. I don't actually currently technically live there anymore. I moved out of my apartment in Bushwick on the 1st of June.
Yeah.
And I don't actually have a ticket back to the States.
Okay.
So, jury's out on where I currently live. But I lived there for a few years, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what is the? Do they have a lot of sessions there or stuff?
Oh yeah, there's so much music. It's a city that's just crawling with music.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's a really supportive scene. A lot of people go to each other's shows and stuff. And
so, if you're a tourist and you want to go to Brooklyn and check out the scene, what is the thing that you should go to? If you're a songwriting tourist, singer-songwriter.
If you're a singer-songwriting tourist and you're going to Brooklyn. You know, it's really hard because a lot of my favorite spots have closed in the past year. Like, I used to really love Shea Stadium.
Okay.
in Bushwick and Silent Barn. Those are both gone. I mean, it's an interesting scene because well, for singer-songwriters, actually, Manhattan, I love to play at Rockwood Music Hall. They have their stage one is this like really cute little bar. It's a lovely space. They have a piano. It's a very warm, welcoming environment. I've played there a lot.
Yeah.
But then in Brooklyn, you get more like band shows, more DIY stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then bigger venues. Elsewhere is new, which is really fun to go to.
Which one, sorry?
Elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, more hole-in-the-wall spots like the Glove. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine there those are really nice small spots.
Yeah.
Be great.
But if you're a singer-songwriter going to New York, definitely go to Rockwood.
Okay, Rockwood. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's great.
People back home who are listening now are noting, they're putting it in their notebooks now. Rockwood. Go to Rockwood. So what is your writing process? How do you start writing a song?
I think it's sort of different for each song.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to start with a lyric idea and a melody. The song I just played, I was part of a thing in Brooklyn called the Bushwick Book Club.
Mm-hmm.
That we all read books and then we write a song about it.
Okay.
And so that was written by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's Americana. That was New York did this thing like a year ago where the whole city was supposed to read this one book.
Oh,
and
really?
It was that book, and it was a beautiful book.
Yeah.
So if you've read the book, it's about this woman who moves to America and her integrating into that society and feeling displaced. And she's still in love with this man from back home that she calls Ceiling. So.
Mm. And what's the name of the book again that everybody had to read?
It's called Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah, with an H at the end.
Oh, okay. Americana.
Americana. Yeah.
Okay, good. So you were, before this, you were in a band called Psycho Baby.
You've done your homework.
Yeah, we played a song last week.
Oh my God, which song did you
play? Baby.
Ah,
you played Baby. I love that
cool.
song. It's a great song.
It's a fun one, yeah.
And it's a bit garage, you know, garage rock oriented music. So, and what you're playing now is really, it's totally different.
Totally
so.
Different.
What made you decide to do something else? Or was it always already in you?
Before Psycho Baby, I've been writing songs since I was 12.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
And I used to write at the piano, and it was more like a Regina Spektor vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And when Psycho Baby started in college, the guitarist and I, Godfrey, we started playing all these songs that I had already been playing on piano and then trying to turn them into a band thing,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't super successful. So we scrapped those and wrote a bunch of new songs for Psycho Baby
yeah.
and had more of that garage rock feel,
yeah.
which is super fun.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my initial language, you know? So
yeah.
when the band broke up and I sat down to write some more songs.
You got back to the old style.
Yeah, this is more what came out.
Okay. And this is what you're going to make on your new album. I mean, your
first album.
Your debut album.
Yeah.
So when is it going to come out?
Oh, that's a damn good question.
You still recording?
I'm still recording. I had one day in the studio, and I think I'm going to finish it up in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be done in back in the States, or?
You know, I don't know.
Do it
I'm
anywhere.
Thinking I might do it in London.
Good idea. Great choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you want to play another song?
Sure.
Okay.
You okay? Yeah.
Which one you want to do?
I'll play a song called Shadowboxing. Sort of sad, but
okay.
Shadowboxing with the world we dreamed in the summer. When the trees were green, now the season turns to autumn. The leaves on all the dreams, they disappear. Shadowboxing, down the city streets, every corner holds another secret. I shout them to the darkness. There's no one there I care to hear me. So you don't trust me. You didn't have to say so. I can tell from the way you let me go. No more dreaming there beside you, singing Bonnie Raitt on the road. I can't make you love me if you don't. Shadowboxing with the dreams we built. Oh, the future, it was built on stilts, and then it sank into the quicksand and disappeared right underneath the waves. Shadowboxing down the empty beach, you remember. You wanted me to teach you how to sail, and I told you we'd sail someplace far away. We never did, we never did. All the broken promises we never did. So you don't trust me, you didn't have to say so. I can tell from the way you let me go. No more dreaming there beside you, singing Bonnie Raitt on the road. I can't make you love me if you don't. You love me if you don't.
Yeah, great. We're gonna hear some more music of you later on. I'm gonna play some music of James Cotrille, or James Cotrille, I forgot how to pronounce it. He was on the show a couple of months ago, 2 months ago, and we're going to play the song Given Up.
I've heard it said in life that it's all just a game, full of happiness, ups and downs and pain. Well, if that's the case, I don't wanna play. It's always getting me down. 'Cause it'd be fine if it was the first time, but please don't take me for no fool. 'Cause I'm not blind, you're out of line. I'm tired of you being so cruel. Make up your mind, it's about time to stop playing by the rules. I'm giving up, giving up, giving up, giving up, giving up on you. I've heard it said in life that money buys everything. Well, I guess that you only cared about the size of your diamond ring. Well, if that's the case, you're not what I'm looking for. it's always getting me down. Cause it'd be fine if it was the first time, but please don't take me for no fool, cause I'm not blind, you're out of line. I'm tired of you being so cruel, make up your mind. It's about time for you to stop playing by the rules. I'm giving up, giving up, giving up. I'm giving up, giving up on you. You make my life a living hell. Oh, oh, I'm trying to find a way to say farewell. How many chances do you need, mm-hmm, to realize your future is without me? Cause it'd be fine if it was the first time, but please don't take me for no fool. I'm not blind, you're out of line. I'm tired of you being so cruel, make up your mind. It's about time for you to stop playing by the rules. Oh, I'm giving up, giving up, giving up. I'm giving up, giving up. Cause it'd be fine if it was the first time, but please don't take me for no fool. Cause I'm not blind, you're out of line. I'm tired of you being so cruel, make up your mind. Cause it's about time for you to start playing by the rules. Oh, I'm giving up, giving up, giving up. I'm giving up, giving up on you.
Right, ik ga even wat spelen. Ik heb het net gedownload. Het is voor het eerst dat ik dat soort dingen doe. Tijdens de show iets downloaden. Van een act die ook volgende week komt. Het is eigenlijk een management team. Met eigenlijk een stal van artiesten. Vooral R&B en hip-hop. Ze heet Noblesse uit Amsterdam. En ik ga een artiest van hen draaien. Die heet Nelson Clark. Samen met Geraldina Sky gaat hij dus nu het nummer Perfection spelen voor jullie. En volgende week is hij denk ik ook wel live aanwezig. Dan kunnen we hem live horen. Lachen!
He said, baby, sit right here, my face in my direction. No, there ain't no drama, I wanna show you some affection. When you look in my eyes, do you feel what I feel? The feeling's unreal, it's always surreal. You got everything I need, I won't stop. Till you come with me, I'll make it high.
When I look into your eyes,
Nice. Dus die komen volgende week langs. En we gaan nu weer even terug naar onze live gast, Juliet Garrett. What song you want to play for us, Juliet?
I think I'm going to play Carry On.
All right, go on.
Cool.
Carry On.
See if the keeper wants to be in tune. Yeah, it's close enough.
You're feeling low, no one to be, nowhere to go. All you can do is carry on, carry on brushing your teeth, carry on being where you said you'd be. Only thing that you can do is carry on.
That's a great, great song. It had a good line about politicians, you know, something with
when our leaders talking love bad to hate the, week.
Sorry? When the leaders love to...
Hate the weak.
Hit the weak. Yeah, yeah, that's great. Thanks. I like that line.
Hate them, not hit
them.
Oh, hate.
Oh, yeah, hate the weak. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I guess they could also hit them.
Yeah. Well, it's very appropriate for these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, but let's talk about music for because this is a songwriting show. And I was wondering, you were talking about arranging songs that you have written songs that are more suitable for electric, you know, with drums and electric guitar, and other songs that you want to just play like this on either a piano or an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, there are. There's.
So how does that work for you?
I feel like each song has a character at its core.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that song that I just played, I wouldn't hear that much instrumentation with it. It seems kind of simple, kind of folky, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a couple songs. There's one song I wrote on piano called Traffic Light that I think probably also is very simple piano. But most of them I think would benefit a lot from a bass and a drum. Back in New York, I was playing some gigs with a bassist and a drummer, and it was really nice just to sort of hear it get fleshed out and come alive that way.
Yeah, I like to play with a bassist as well.
Yeah, I love bassists.
Yeah,
just like
makes it more sturdy and more, agreeable to listen to as well. It's like it's almost
more
like
a
ground. Yeah, it's really nice.
Exactly.
Yeah,
root
so
chakra.
So your album, your debut album, does it have all kinds of arrangements on it, or?
I think it probably will. Yeah.
Eventually, done it yet.
I haven't done it. I haven't really tracked it.
You haven't tracked it yet?
No. I had one day of tracking in New Jersey.
Ah, okay. So you really just have the songs. You know which songs are going to be on it.
I do.
But you haven't really recorded any.
I've recorded Carry On that I just played.
Okay, great.
Actually, I've recorded Carry On and Traffic Light, the two I was talking about.
Okay.
I think a couple things need to happen between now and when I track them.
Mm-hmm.
One is to play them a lot with a bassist and a drummer to sort of hear how those arrangements are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is, to get a little more creative about the arrangements in terms of other instruments and things you can do in a studio that you can't necessarily do live.
But you're traveling at the moment, and you don't have a ticket back, so you're basically just you're a touring musician at the moment.
I'm playing here right now, and then I'm playing at the Flying Pig Hostel.
Great.
Over by Vondelpark tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then Saturday I fly to Italy. I have a gig in Torino Saturday night.
Torino. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm playing some gigs around there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're doing well.
Oh, I'm having a great time.
But how are you going to work on your album? I mean, I'm sure it's possible, but how
Well,
how
I'm basically
just
playing my album.
Great.
Like, my live set is my album. And so I think I'm learning a lot about it each time I play a gig. And I've also been busking. I was just in London and I was busking on the street there. It's a really great busking city.
Okay.
People are very generous. I was doing pretty well. But I also was learning, like, oh, okay, which songs are really resonating with people when I play them this way, when I play them this way.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like a bunch of strangers to tell you how you're doing.
Yeah. So you're really just learning your album and so trying to find out great arrangements, even without other musicians. You can still arrange a song just on vocals and guitar.
Right. It's sort of like living in the dream space of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So no, you don't have any concrete dates yet in a studio?
But I know I have to do it in August because my New Year's resolution was to record this album this year.
Oh, yeah.
And
so you want to do it, yeah.
So I got to do it. And also, I mean, you can probably speak to this as a songwriter yourself and musician. There's a sweet spot with the songs when you've played them enough that you know them, but before you've played them too much, they lose the magic.
Yeah, you're right. There is.
So, yeah.
That's true. Well, you don't really lose the magic. It just becomes more more grown up.
Yeah.
In a way that sometimes you don't want to. You don't want the songs to grow up that much.
Right.
You but they
keep
do.
It as a child. Yeah.
And you just want to record them when they're still a bit fresh. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And. Okay, well, so it's going to be in London then.
I think it's going to be in London. Yeah, pretty sure about that one.
All right. Well, I'm wishing you all the best
Thank
with
you.
Finding a spot. There's so many great studios there.
There's so many great studios. I just made a new friend in London who is quite a good musician, and I think
he's
going to point me in the right direction.
Great.
Yeah.
So
you hear that, Ollie? I'm counting on you.
Yeah. There you go. Ollie is his name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ollie. Come on.
Hashtag no pressure.
Yeah, you know, you just you have to show up you have to come through. Just come through.
I have no doubt that he will.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he's dumb if he doesn't.
Oh, right? Thanks.
So, you want to play one more song? What song you want to play?
Sure. Yeah, I'm gonna play a song called Make Believe.
All right.
Let's see, this guy's still in tune. Yeah. If I could pick and choose the parts of you show to me, I'd be with you until my dying day. If I could guarantee you'd always have a smile for me, I'd guarantee I'd never walk away from you. Walk away from you. If I could make believe the love I feel is in your eyes, I'd make believe there's so much more to do. If I could make believe you miss me when we say goodbye, I could make believe it's true, to make believe in you, make believe in you. I can't pretend the person you bring out in me's the best I am inside. I can't pretend the version of you next to me's the version in my mind. I can't pretend it's true, to make believe in you, make believe in you. If you could pick and choose the words I use when I tell you things, you'd listen till I had no songs to sing. If you could guarantee I'd never be embarrassing, maybe you'd make believe it too, make believe it's true, to make believe in you. The person you bring out in me's the best I am inside. I can't pretend the version of you next to me's the version in my mind. I can't pretend. I can't pretend it's true. Believe in you, make believe in you, oh, make believe in you, oh, but I believe in you.
that's probably the best song you've played so far.
Oh, yeah, you like that one best?
Yeah, I like that one the best.
Thanks.
It's a real classic. It's a classic.
Thank you.
All right, well, I hope to see you tonight at the Via Hostel at the open mic session.
Yeah, I hope to see you there.
Stick around for the photo.
Oh, cool. I certainly will.
Yeah, I'm going to play some more songs now.
Thanks for having me, Ro.
Yeah. We gaan nog even draaien Little Lappin uit Nieuw-Zeeland. Ze speelde 2 jaar geleden op de show. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Magnet Eyes. We komen bijna aan het eind van deze uitzending. Ik kom er op het laatste moment nog even achter dat ik haar naam verkeerd had gespeld op Facebook. Dus vandaar dat ik haar niet kon vinden. Maar goed, dat ga ik allemaal veranderen. Zo meteen na afloop, dan komt het allemaal goed. Ik wou dus Juliet Garrett bedanken voor de muziek en het gesprek. Komende donderdag is er weer een nieuwe Songwriters Guild Live. van 4 tot 5. En dan heb ik Witherward en ik heb Noblesse. Dat is dus een R&B hip-hop stal of groep artiesten uit Amsterdam. En dat wordt hartstikke interessant. We gaan nog eventjes muziek draaien van Jazzy Yasmeen. Het nummer Alone. Ja, ik vind haar super tof. Zij speelde een jaar geleden op de show. En ik ben heel benieuwd of ze al nieuw materiaal heeft. Want er staat nu nog maar één liedje op Spotify. En dat is eigenlijk veel te weinig voor haar kwaliteit. Jazzy, come up with some new music. Tot volgende week.
Restless wind, take me anywhere. Oh, I feel like a sinner. The same mistakes every day. Afraid that it all remains the same. But battles me tight. So I'm sailing further. Sun comes up another day. But still, all I face is you. Oh God, let it be a lie. Sorry.